Now, if you can find all the world's penguins by using satellite imagery, you can certainly find a town in central India. The world's Aaron Schachter explains how Google Earth has changed one man's life.
India's trains are notoriously chaotic and confusing. They certainly were for Saru Brearley. 25 years ago, he and his brother boarded a train in India, searching for lost coins or other valuables. He was 5 at the time. Saru and his brother were separated, and he ended up on another train. Saru fell asleep on that train and woke up 14 hours later on the other side of India, in Calcutta. He couldn't read or write or understand the local Bengali language. There are hundreds of languages in India. He couldn't go home because he didn't know where he was from. Saru became a beggar, one of the many children on the streets of Calcutta. After some time, he was taken in by an orphanage and put up for adoption. An Australian couple adopted him and took him home to Tasmania. Fast forward a couple decades and Saru is still wondering where exactly he's from.
One night I just said to myself, I don't know where my hometown is, but I do know where I ended up, and that was in Calcutta.
So Saru settled on a formula to figure it out using Google Earth.
So I kind of times a rough amount of hours that I was on the train with the kilometres of the speed of the trains. And I sort of put out a ruler from Calcutta out, and it created a radius. And it so happens the very night where I found it, I was just sort of a bit out of the circle, and I zoomed down, and bang, it just came up.
It was the town of Khandwa. Using Google Earth, he'd found the waterfall and dam where he used to play. They were right outside town, just where he'd remembered them. Recently, he made his way home to the neighborhood of Ganesh Talai. But when he got there, as he tells it, his former house was padlocked and derelict. As he stood in front of the building, a crowd gathered. Initially, he says, no one seemed to know his family, but the neighbors kept coming and talking to him.
That's when I struck gold, and they said, just wait here for a second, and I'll be back. And when they did come back after 2-3 minutes, they said, now I'll be taking you to your mother.
Saru says the reunion with his mother was awkward.
I think she had a bit of trouble just grasping that, you know, your son, after 25 years, has just reappeared like a ghost.
A ghost, perhaps, but not a complete surprise. Saru says his mother had gone to a fortune teller who told her she'd be reunited with her son someday, and that had given her strength. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter.